Coach, after a tough scrimmage, looks like you had a little bit more focused practice tonight.
Yeah, real spirited practice tonight. Really bounced back well, you know, from having a day off on Sunday. Sometimes guys will come out and be a little sloppy, but I thought we executed really well on both sides of the ball and continue to really play well defensively, flying around and doing a lot of things. And offense, I think, is really starting to improve. You know, and you can see some kinks starting to get worked out.
You think the offense's performance in that scrimmage was more of an aberration than the rule?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. I mean, I think, you know, I've 14 years I've been coaching. It seems like every year in this offense, every year there's one scrimmage that looks bad. And you know, we had them every year when I was at Texas Tech, and the same thing at Kentucky, same thing at Arizona. So there's usually one of those days the offense doesn't come out very focused or gets a little complacent. I think that's what happened to them on Saturday. So, you know, they certainly bounced back today, had one of their better practices, and I really liked the way we bounced around, and I thought we had an excellent day.
Who stood out tonight?
You know, I felt like that, you know, Lennon Creer is a guy to me that just gets better and better every practice. I think he's really responded to the competition. You know, I feel like, you know, David Grew has made some strides and getting more and more consistent. Ray Holly, I think, starting to get his legs back and going to be a good player as well. And you know, feel good. It's nice to see Philip Livas and those guys running around a little bit more. Richie Casey today, those guys have been out for a while and had them back for most of the day today, so that was encouraging. You know, Jakari Jackson, I think, is getting better and better, and, you know, a really talented guy. And so we got a lot of guys that we still got to get to come on and continue to improve.
Talk a little bit about the running backs. Everyone talks about this offense being a wide-open passing attack, but you've got four or five really good tailbacks.
Yeah, I think the running back really is what makes the whole offense go. You know, when you look at it, it's because, you know, they're the ones that can touch the ball the most. It's easiest to hand it to them. And the good thing about these guys, all five of them really, is they catch the ball well out of the backfield. And so that's going to give us opportunity to do some things, you know, to get them the ball and some space and let them run, because they're all pretty good ball carriers. And then the run game, I think, is going to be pretty solid as well. It's, you know, it's like anything else. When we spread out in four wide receiver sets, and you know, it's going to make them try to cover those guys up, and all of a sudden you're running the ball against five in the box, and feel, you know, pretty good about our chances of running the football versus five in the box. So, you know, I think offensively, like I said, I like what I'm seeing. You know, defensively, you know, I thought some guys really stood out today. Where again, linebackers Dusty Russell had a good practice today. Adrian Cole is a guy that continues to have solid days. You know, Solomon Randall's pushing them, and just really like what I'm seeing in the linebacker position. Same thing as safety. I really feel like we're starting to get those guys are starting to come into their own safety positions a little bit, and we got a lot of good options back there.
Less than 2 weeks to the first game now. You see the players really starting to focus in a little more, knowing that actual game is coming up?
Well, I don't think so. I still think we're kind of to that point in camp. We're still going against each other, you know, most of the time, day in and day out. So right now they're still just competing and working on, you know, their assignment, their technique, and learning how to compete at a high level every day. And, you know, we haven't really gotten any of our focus on Grambling quite yet. It's just more about trying to improve ourselves and, you know, improve our execution on both sides of the football, you know, positioning the ball defensively, tackling on defense and offense, just about execution and playing fast. I mean, those are the most important things we're trying to improve daily.